Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is a question from Jesse in Ohio and is in reference to the recent series of tips I had on identity theft. He writes, "So here's a fun question for you. What if you are in the technology field, full of other nerds and people who, well, can find stuff on the net? Being in this field, a simple Google search finds a lot of information on someone. Search my name and you'll find my blog, my Twitter account, my LinkedIn account, where I work, and so on. It's part of the job, and, well, unavoidable. What are your thoughts on that?" Well, Jesse, that's a problem that is really hard to correct. The saying goes, once on the net, always on the net. And unfortunately, that is no exaggeration. What happens is that there are tons of sites and services out there that scour the internet for data. They mine this information and collect it in massive databases. They use it for information building for marketing programs and sell it. And for example, Facebook and Twitter are not insanely valuable because of the services they provide, but because of the demographic information they have on their millions of users. It's a marketing gold mine. Now, because of the very public job I had when I was the product manager for the Semantic Antivirus Research Center, I'm going to be on the internet forever. I did about 10 interviews a week for TV, radio, and print media for a couple of years. You can still find copies of articles where I'm quoted in the New York Times and tons of other newspapers from back in 1996. That was 13 years ago. Those articles have been archived for posterity, and not only by the New York Times, but other sites as well. They are never going to go away. These days, I'm still a very public figure. I have this podcast with hundreds of thousands of downloads, a couple of websites and articles I've written, and message boards I've posted to. I'm in the iTunes store, for goodness sake. I'm all over the net, and I'm not coming off. I'm hosed, and I know it. The only thing you can do, and it's what I've worked hard at doing, is trying to control the information you release about yourself. Remember that once it's posted to the internet, you can safely assume that you can never retract it, and it will always be discoverable. So when you create an online profile for any site, think before you provide any information about yourself. Keep as much of your profile private as possible. You know, things like this: your home address, your home phone number, where you work, what type of car you drive, the hours that you keep, the names of your children, birth dates. If you have your own website domain, for God's sake, turn on private registration. And do not list your name and phone number in the phone book. And I'm talking about your local phone book here. You need to think about this type of information and this type of thing now. Remember that once you have a stalker or a sex offender or a pedophile moves into your neighborhood, it's too late to make any changes. And these types of things can pop up from completely innocuous sources. So how about this for an example? Mary Kay Jones, a fake name, has a Flickr page for her family photos. She posts a picture of her daughter's third birthday party to the site and makes it public for friends and family members to check out. She includes a description in the text that says, "Jessie Lynn's third birthday party on August 12, 2009. The photo includes a geotag, which is a GPS coordinate that many cameras have and some sites support, so that, you know, a cool little thumbtack will show up on a map, showing where the location is. It's really cool and a lot of fun, right? So let's do an analysis of this information and see what it tells us. Jessie Lynn Jones, her full name, was born on August 12, 2006, her birth date. The picture is obviously of her home, and you can get the address from the geotag. So you have the name, birth date, and home address for mom's innocent little family picture posted to Flickr. Pretty scary, huh? So before you post anything to the internet, be very aware of the information that you make available about yourself and think about it, how it can be used against you, and realize that it will never go away. Sanitize as much information about yourself as possible. If the information's already out there, make an effort to pull back as much as you can. edit old posts on message boards, change your profile to keep more information private, or if you can't make it private, put fake information in there. People call me paranoid. They're wrong. I know what's out there. Thanks for the email question, Jesse, and I hope it helps. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod.